Blog Talk Radio.
Super Bowl team win. Okay, I just wanted to make sure because we had a little blackout here at the studios, but everything's back up and running, and we will not be running behind. Oh, got a lot of great stuff to talk about, some big news headlines coming off the weekend. I really don't know where to start. So where I will start is let you know the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. That's the phone number if you want to call in on the Cherokee Entertainment Hotline. That's the hotline. I want to thank Cherokee Entertainment for being an official sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show for all your mobile DJ needs. Contact Cherokee Entertainment. As we got the chat room, it's up and running, so if there's something you want to talk about, feel free to go in there. You can look me up on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. Look me up on there, or you can even email us at thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. So if you can't get a hold of the Greg Squirrel Show, obviously you're not trying hard enough, boys and girls. So let's not waste any time. Let's get straight to the headlines of interest, and let's talk about what's going on. As you know, the big news coming out of NOLA, that's right, is that Super Bowl was last night, and the Baltimore Ravens defeated the San Francisco 49ers 34-31. It started off scary, but then it turned out good, so even after the power outage, I mean, what can we say, 108.4 million watched the Super Bowl last night, making it the third most watched bowl game behind last year's Super Bowl with 111.3 mil and the 2010 Super Bowl. Excuse me. I hate it when I sneeze on the air. It was 111 million. So once again, big congratulations to the San Francisco 49ers, or to San Francisco, to the Baltimore Ravens. Sorry about that. Joe Flacco was the MVP, and as we all know, and we are happy that it happened, Ray Lewis' final game as in the NFL last night. So a big shout-out to Ray Lewis going out on top with the championship. Roger Goodell, in his press conference, said that despite the blackout, New Orleans was terrific, and the Super Bowl will return to New Orleans. So we're looking forward to that. Probably looking at about 2018. When we'll see, hopefully we'll see the Super Bowl back in New Orleans. I think that's one of the best venues with everything New Orleans has been through. And so I'm happy they were able to pull it off despite the glitch and everything. Mad pops to New Orleans for pulling it out. So anyway, on with the news. Major news out of the, I'm not going to say, well, the major news of the game was the 35-minute blackout. Everybody's kind of getting on Alicia Keys for the national anthem. I went back, I listened to it, and personally, outside of the ending, I thought maybe next to Whitney Houston, I thought it was one of the best national anthems. That's my personal opinion, and I'm a stickler. You know, I've judged talent contests for people to sing national anthem for fairs, rodeos, sporting events like that. And, you know, so I'm a stickler when it comes to the national anthem. So like I say, for it to meet my approval, it's really got to be good. And I'm not going to lie about it because I expect it done a certain way and everything. So that's why on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm giving it a 9 because I am taking off a little bit for the ending. But outside of that, I thought it was one of the best best national anthems that there was. So congrats on that. According to reports, only part of the dome went out. If you were watching on TV, you noticed that only part of the Superdome lights went out. And according to the company that runs the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, they have a monitoring system, and it picked up a power surge, and that's what caused the partial blackout. So hopefully they'll get things worked out, and that way only a small snafu, and they'll be ready for the next time. Other NFL news, Detroit Lions released Titus Young. They're one of their leading wide receivers. I don't know what the story behind that is. I couldn't get all the details. But once again, Detroit Lions has released Titus Young. The Dallas Cowboys has reassigned wide receivers coach Jimmy Robinson to make room for former Tennessee head coach, Tennessee Volunteers coach Derek Dooley. So anxious to see what goes on with that. Let's talk about some Major League Baseball for a bit. Former Atlanta Braves catcher Earl Williams has passed away at the age of 64. Earl Williams was the 1971 Rookie of the Year for Major League Baseball. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Earl Williams and the Atlanta Braves organization. Great catcher right there. College football news. Texas freshman backup quarterback Connor Brewer was arrested for public intoxication and carrying a fake license. So, sounds like Texas is having all kind of fun down there. As you know, we reported last week, Texas assistant coach Major Applewhite was admitted to an affair with an adult student, and now you got this. But it sounds like Texas, the Longhorns aren't the only one having some fun. Texas A&M junior defensive lineman Kirby Ennis was arrested for disorderly conduct and display of a firearm. So it sounds like the Aggies got to get their 2 cents in worth. So that's that. Breaking news. Excuse me. Breaking news coming out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. As you know, Wednesday is National Signing Day. News out of Hog Nation is Alex Collins, a 5-star quarterback, will sign with Arkansas, turning down scholarship offers from Miami, Florida, Florida State, Wisconsin, and several other schools. So that came across my news line tonight. So sounds like we're going to have a good one coming to the Hill. So college basketball, Indiana, they're once again number one team in the nation. The Basketball Hogs defeated Tennessee Saturday afternoon, 73-60. They play the Florida Gators Tuesday night in Fayetteville. Lady Hogs lost to Mississippi State 44-47 on Friday night. They'll be back in action Thursday as they take on the Kentucky Lady Wildcats. And PGA Golf, Waste Management Phoenix Open, Phil Mickelson shot a 28 under to win by four strokes. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not experienced Phoenix Open, is probably outside of the Masters, has been probably been voted one of the more popular tournaments on the PGA Tour. And if you want to find out why, I mean, these guys, they set it up nice for the Phoenix Open. I mean, they have caddy races. Number 16 hole is the hole we're talking about. And you have the caddies racing with each other from the tee box to the green. The golfers, they throw out souvenirs to the fans and stuff because they love that hole. They love that tournament. And so, you know, it's everybody thinks these pro golfers are a bunch of stiffs and everything. If you really think that, then you go back and you punch up number Phoenix Open, number 13. I forget which golfer it was. Even had footballs. I forget who his sponsor was. But they actually had footballs, and he was kicking footballs into the stands. And so that a lot of tournaments, that is a side that you hardly don't see. So anyway, like I say, you know, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, go on YouTube. Or, you know, just Google the Phoenix Open number 16th hole. It's a par 3, and they have seats. It's like a stadium. So they have seats all the way around. So go on there and check it out. We also had some UFC over the weekend. UFC 156. It was a night of the underdogs. It was at Mandalay Bay Event Center. And so let's just go down the full card and we'll get to the results. Francisco Rivera defeated Edwin Figueroa, technical knockout in round number 2. Dustin Kimura defeated Chico Tennis, rear naked choke round number 3. Isaac Valle Flag defeated Yves Edwards for a split decision. Bobby Green defeated Jacob Volkman for a rear naked choke in round number 3. Tyrone Woodley defeated Jay Heron for a knockout in round number 1. Evan Dunham defeated Gleison Tebow on a split decision. That was the undercard. You get to the main card, and it looks like this. Joseph Benavidez defeated Ian McCall. It was the three judges ruled it a majority decision or a unanimous decision. All three judges scored the fight 29-28 in favor of Benavidez. You saw Damian, I hope I pronounced this right, Maia, defeated John Fitch. All three judges, it was another another fight that went the distance. All three judges scored the fight 30-27 for Maia. Now, then we get up to the big ones that we were wanting to say. Antonio Silva, Alistair Overeem. 25 seconds in the third round, Alistair Overeem caught him with a big right hook. And referee Herb Dean stopped the fight, once again, 25 seconds into the third round. Antonio Nogueira defeated Rashad Evans, all through a unanimous decision. Judges ruled the fight 29-28. It was kind of a slow-paced fight. And Nog just seemed to have the best better of the exchanges through the fight. So, and then you saw your main event. Jose Aldo defeated Frankie Edgar. And so, judges scored the fight 49-46, 49-46, 48-47, all in favor of Jose Aldo. So, be anxious to see what kind of stuff comes up for UFC down the road coming out of that. I'm sure there's going to be, Dana White has mentioned that he does not want to see Frankie Edgar return to lightweight. He wants to see him stay where he's at. Frankie Edgar, he also just coming across the email, I'll just now open it up. The medical suspensions coming out of 156. Medical Frankie Edgar's got a medical suspension, possible CT scan for a left orbital fracture. He's suspended until August. Antonio Nogueira need to get cleared by an ophthalmologist due to a chin right eye injury. So he's suspended indefinitely until they get that cleared. Antonio Silva is suspended until March 5th for a chin laceration. Alistair Overeem, he's suspended until March 20th. Joseph Benedita is suspended until February 24th for a forehead laceration. And Evan Dunham, possible right orbital blowout fracture, and he's suspended until August. Depending on what the doctor says, he's got to go look at an ophthalmologist and a plastic surgeon. So needless to say, suspended until August 2nd. He could get a minimum suspension of April 4th. Once again, depending on what the doctors say. Gleason Tadeau, suspended until February 24th. Jay Heron, April 4th. Jacob Volkman, suspended until March 5th for a right eye contusion. Yves Edwards, suspended until March 5th, right eye or left eye laceration. Chico Camus, February 24th. And Francisco Rivera, he is suspended until August 2nd or until he gets a orthopedic doctor to look at his right hand. And he messed up his right hand, so he's got to have x-rays. If the x-ray is positive, he's got to have clearance by an orthopedic doctor or he's suspended until August 2nd. Faces minimum suspending is March 20th. And Edwin Figueroa suspended until February 24th. Is that right? Due to a left eye laceration. So, you know, that's all the big news. Once again, coming out of UFC this over weekend, I had a blast Wednesday night. Went to Elma, Arkansas. Y'all possibly heard me talking about it on the show last week. Southern Alliance Wrestling had an event down in Alma, Arkansas at the Alma Boys and Girls Club. Once again, all the proceeds went to the Alma Boys and Girls Club. And there was a good crowd. There was probably 200, 300 people. And trust me, ladies and gentlemen, for an independent wrestling show with really no major names on the card, that's a good turnout. And I guess the highlight of the night, and we talked about it on the show, they said there was a possibility it was going to happen, and it did happen. The little pain in the butt has called into my show several times. I'm talking about Christopher Cash Cage. Kind of had a run-in with Outlaw Brian Black, and sure enough, if you heard us talk about the show last week, it did happen. Cage ended up having to wear a pink tutu and a tiara. He actually kind of reminded me of Honey Boo Boo. Put a little lipstick and some rouge on him, and he reminded me of Honey Boo Boo. And what's so sad is it just wasn't a temporary thing. He had to wear that tiara and tutu for the entire show. So I hope Twinkle Toes is out there listening. I'm sure he is. Got to give a shout out to a new listener. Just sent me an email, CMO25. He's out there listening to the show tonight, so we're glad to have him. Another proud member of the Cherokee Entertainment family, the Greg Squirrel family. You can also look up our Facebook page, the Greg Squirrel Show. Look us up on there, add us to your list, and you can get all the updates coming up for the Greg Squirrel Show. There's going to be a wrestling event, Arkansas Pro Wrestling, this Saturday night at Lincoln, Arkansas, at the Lincoln National Guard Armory. So, once again, hope wrestling fans get a chance to get out there, check out the action, what's going on down there. I don't have a copy of their card here in front of me. I hope somebody's listening and will get a copy of the card to me, and I can tell you about some of the matches that are going to be on that card. That's going to be a good card out there, Arkansas Pro Wrestling at the National Guard Armory. Once again, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. We got some guests making their comments in the chat room, so we want to thank you guys talking with each other in there. Don't forget, we can email the show, the Greg Squirrel Show at yahoo.com. If you got a question or a comment or something, feel free to call on in, the Greg Squirrel Show at yahoo.com. You heard us talk about it last week. I'm going to mention again tonight, everything's been going so good with the Greg Squirrel Show we are looking at possibly expanding to an hour show. In order to do that, we're going to need the fans' help. If you're a business owner or manager and you're looking for a good way to advertise and promote your business, then we invite you to check out the Greg Squirrel Show. We got some great advertising packages. Not only will we promote you on the Greg Squirrel Show, any events that I make a live appearance at, because I do the ring announcing for Uncivil War MMA. I make my ring announcing debut with High Foot Combat Promotions in Mexico, Missouri on the 16th. We got a new promotion over in Muskogee, Oklahoma. If you've ever been a fan of Muay Thai fighting, we invite you to check out Striking. That's going to be April 6th at the Muskogee Civic Center. And, I'll put your name on my banner at those events. So, if you're a business owner and you're looking for some new crowd to reach out to and some advertisement for your business, feel free to email me at the Greg Squirrel Show. And we'll get in contact with each other, and we will talk about advertising you on the show. I'm sorry, I was trying to pick up some more information on Alex Collins, as I mentioned earlier. Alex Collins, he's a running back. That was my bad. For some reason, I was thinking it said quarterback. Matter of fact, they've already got a picture of Alec Collins with a Razorback helmet. So, sounds like he's ready to go. Don't forget, National Signing Day is Wednesday, so we'll be hitting on that on the Wednesday night show. Pretty much just a busy week for sports. I mean, you got your College basketball's up and running real good. You got NBA. Naturally, you got your MMA, pro wrestling, boxing, all that stuff. So once again, we just invite everybody to become part of the Greg Squirrel Show family. Become a part of my family. That's what we are. Don't be afraid to call in on the hotlines, 347-326-9073. If there's something you want to talk about, you are interested. You are welcome to call in any time. Let's see, April 6th, yeah, is the event. We're going to have some of the fighters calling into the show between now and then. And so it's exciting. Got a lot of neat stuff that we're going to be talking about within the next couple of days. And you heard me talking about wanting to expand the show to an hour is because some of the stuff that I want to talk about, and I got fans, fighters, promoters, all other types of officials. We got subjects we want to talk about, and we can't contain it within 30 minutes or allotted on-air time. Now, sometimes we can run over after we go off the air talking about the subjects, but we want the fans to know what's going on. And so 30 minutes just does not hold it. So that's, once again, that's why I'm reaching out to business owners, business managers, individuals. You know, if you want to be a sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show, that way everybody can hear what we're talking about, because there's some serious stuff. Going to be talking about some issues with the Arkansas State Athletic Commission. That's going to be an exciting phone call. You've kind of heard some of the conversations in the past. But, you know, we want the fans to know, because we need the fans' help in order to save MMA, professional boxing, and professional wrestling in the state of Arkansas. We need the fans to get interactive. That's why we have the chat room. That's why we have the email, gregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. You can look us up on our Facebook page, The Greg Squirrel Show. You can look me up on my personal Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. You can call in, 347-326-9073. Because we need, in order to set things right, in order to save the ship, we need everybody involved. Fighters, fans, promoters. Everybody. I mean, this is some serious stuff that we're going to be talking about. I wish I knew how to talk about it a little bit without really getting into it. But that's going to be another issue for another night. We got about 90 seconds left on tonight's show. So, once again, I just ask, call your buddies, call your friends, tell them about the Greg Squirrel Show. We talk about all sports. We'll talk about, and that's why, you know, everybody needs to be calling in, because so we can talk just a little bit about everything and give everything their proper due. So don't forget, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. until 10:30, until we get the financing and things worked out to take it to an hour. We're still going to be 10 to 10:30, and I'll go ahead and let this out right now. We're looking at doing a live 30-second show from Mexico, Missouri. We're going to be up there February 16th with High Foot Combat Sports, and we're looking at doing a 30-minute show right before we get started with that event. So make sure you put that on your calendar, February 16th, and we'll have some of the fighters and the promoters on there. So we're going to get out of there. I hope everybody has a good night, and we will talk to you tomorrow night right here on The Greg Squirrel Show.